Well, a crab has a rather complicated life cycle. The adults have to breed. Before they can breed, there's a communication, perhaps visual, perhaps chemical communication for the males and females to find each other, decide to mate. They mate. Sperm is transferred from the male into the female. She stores the sperm and can use the sperm for repeated fertilizations of the eggs. So many broods can be fertilized from the single mating. And then the fertilized eggs get incubated under her abdomen. The abdomen of a crab is tucked underneath the body, and so there's a safe place there for carrying the eggs. Then when they're ready to hatch, they develop and hatch out as very tiny larvae called zoea larvae that are in the plankton floating in the water, and they will live there for a period of time and then metamorphose into a second type of larva called a megalopa, which begins to look like a real crab, sort of, close to it. And then this stage settles down to the bottom and metamorphoses into a tiny juvenile crab. Well, there are a variety of crabs that have very interesting mutually beneficial relationships with, for example, sea anemones, some crabs, some hermit crabs, and some regular true crabs will have sea anemones attached to them that are a partner with them, where the sea anemone is getting transportation by the crab, because the sea anemone is a stationary animal. It attaches to something. So if it's attached on a crab, it gets transportation. And the crab is getting protection because the sea anemone has stinging cells. And so that's a good way to keep possible predators away. Well, some crabs that are transported to new locations may become extremely abundant and could be considered problems. It's called invasive species. And a green crab is an example of one that native in Europe. It came to the Atlantic coast in the U.S. over 100 years ago. It arrived in California just maybe 20 years ago. And they become very abundant. They're very, very effective predators. And they can damage bivalve fisheries, like clam fisheries or oyster fisheries. They're very, very good at catching them. They can outcompete native crabs and damage shellfishery. So invasive species can be problems